13th pack of Shabbos Mishnah Beis, we're discussing a new malacha called Oisish Bote Nirin. The loom, the way it was made, was that there were two rectangular frames which they would draw strings from one side of the frame to the other, and to keep the strings in place there would be little like circular rings in the center which they would run through, and that would keep them in the right space, and then they would run a cross string in between those two other if someone makes two of these loops or two of these rings on Shabbos, that's a melacha d'oraisa. Not only if he does it on a loom that's weaving a garment, but also the kavis. This was something set up to weave palm branches of a napa. If he made a sifter, so made the border of the sifter, also was woven together, and they also set up something to keep everything in place as they were weaving it, the kabara and basal, or if he was weaving some other type of sifting implement or a basket, all these things. If he set himself up this whatever was necessary to keep the weaving in place, that is this issue of making these two bati nirin. Another malacha is hatayfesh dei tefira, the person who sews two stitches, the kareya amanas litfesh dei tefira, and he rips apart two stitches for the sake of fixing up the garment and re-sewing it together, is also needed to write. The many Rishonim hold that if you tear something for any type of positive purpose, that is also considered the malacha. In other words, tearing is not only in order to sew again, but for some positive purpose also. This is a discussion to open an envelope on Shabbos, according to certain shittas. You don't just rip it, you open it up in a fashion that it can be used again. It can be possibly needed to the right. Because you're ripping it apart in a fashion that you could be getting some toilets out of it, you take the letter out of it, and you can still use the envelope.